This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have in the studio our first guest with us. We've got Deborah Batten, who is a performer with Circus Oz, who is here to talk about a show, a Circus Oz show called Smash Hit, which is on at the Arts Centre, Fairfax Studio at the Arts Centre.
And it's part of the Comedy Festival.
It is part of the Comedy Festival. So welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you very much.
I hear you're hilarious in it.
And a smash hit too.
But that's just when you walk out. You're like, hilarious. There's a word on the street.
Really?
So, Deb, give us a bit of a background on your journey with Circus Oz.
Okay. Well, look, I kind of started as a gymnast when I was a kid. And, you know, I grew up in a very sporting family. And we didn't really have much to do with the arts, actually. But I went to university, surprisingly, the only one in the family to go there, and I discovered the performing arts, basically.
Right, brilliant. And is that what you studied?
I studied physical education.
Right, okay.
But I migrated to the dance department at Rusden and essentially completed that degree and moved into contemporary dance, and then sort of discovered that I missed the acrobatic side of my body and came back into physical theatre and circus.
Right, okay. Yeah. And was Circus Oz around then?
They sure were.
Right.
It took me a while to get in.
Right, down in Port Melbourne.
Yes, even before that, you know, we were at the old ballet studio, the old Oz Ballet Studio in Flemington.
Right.
Which was basically falling down around us because it was earmarked to be pulled down.
Okay.
And so that was where I first joined Circus Oz.
Right, okay. Yeah. And what a journey. Have you travelled overseas with them?
I have travelled the world with Circus
Fantastic.
Oz. I learnt so much there, not just about circus and the world, but also a lot of my politics was formed there because...
It's quite political.
It's come from a really sort of social justice basis. It originally used circus as a way to meet the people with ideas about feminism, with ideas about... Deborah. at that time, land rights.
Yep.
About sort of humanity in lots of ways. Mm. And it's always, you know, it's really informed me as a person. Mm.
Now, you've come and gone at Circus Oz. Why did you leave?
Well, I was performing the world, traveling the world with Circus Oz in the 90s and absolutely loving it. And then I kind of wanted to have a child and various other things. And I ended up joining a company in Sydney called Legs on the Wall and then became the artistic director there.
Uh-huh.
And during that time, I had a child, and being the artistic director meant I could stay home a bit more while still be working in the creative arts, where I was directing shows and working with an ensemble. And even then, I feel a lot of the way I worked was informed by Circus Oz, and it was a very collaborative approach. Mm. You know, there's no single leader. We're all in this together.
Yep.
And we've all got jobs, and we have to do our best to bring it all together.
Yep. So when did you come back into the fold at Circus Oz?
I came back in the 2014, I think it was.
Okay.
It was around, I came back in as a touring show director.
Uh-huh.
I moved back to Melbourne. My mum had she had Alzheimer's disease, and I knew that I wouldn't needed to come home home to be with her during that time. So, brought the family back to Melbourne and then joined Circus Oz as a touring show director. Did that for a couple of years, and then I was really kind of itching to do my own performing again, and I made some solo work and I just started improvising and, I was jumping around to much smaller scale projects and really finding my voice again.
Right, okay. Yeah. And so you must be pretty fit because circus arts is very, you know, like hard work.
It's demanding.
Yeah.
It's demanding and rehearsals are particularly demanding.
Yeah.
Like, because it's 9 to 5.
Mm.
Spending all day, you can't go from the flying trapeze.
You've got the right sort of, you know, like you can tell there's not much fat on your body.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeping enough nutrients coming in is the challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, let's talk about this show. It's called Smash Hit.
Yep.
And it's Smash It.
Smash It.
Yeah. And it's part of Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yep.
Which is fantastic. And you're performing at the Arts Centre. Hello.
I know, isn't it?
Well, what happened to the circus tent? When you're like, you're going more upmarket.
Possibly. Actually, partly it's because the circus tent's too expensive to put up.
Which it would be too,
It really is,
yeah.
You know, and it takes a lot of human power to get that tent set up and to get the site organised and all of that sort of thing.
It's usually up the hill there, isn't it, as you're going to the MCG?
It's been there. It's been at Birrarung Marr.
Yep.
Yeah, it's jumped around a few different places.
Now, why is this funny enough, apart from you being hilarious, why is it funny enough to be part of the comedy festival?
Well, I think it's funny because Circus Oz has some classic acts that get reinvented over time, and each time they're reinvented, there's something that's poking the finger at what's going on right now, you know, and It's done with that sort of joyous, tongue-in-cheek humour that Circus Oz can bring out.
Mm.
And at the same time, it sort of reflects a politics without hitting people over the head with it.
Yep.
It reflects the times. You know, slapstick is just part of circus.
Exactly. It's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, people find it hilarious when I get knocked off the table and fall down.
Well, we know how funny you are. No, we don't. I'm just teasing you. Now, is there a band? Because there's often a band and a singer.
Yeah, we've got a live band.
Yeah.
Three-piece live band this year, which is really fantastic. I don't know that any of them are particularly the singer, but they all can pull out a tune they all play multiple instruments.
Yep.
And, you know, the music in Circus Oz is often quite eclectic. It tries to meet the energy of the act that's required.
Well, Yana Ilana has even toured with you there back a few years ago.
Oh, she did a significant time with Circus Oz and brought a fantastic energy to the stage. And she's still out there performing.
Yeah, well, not as Yana Ilana. Lana anymore. She's not doing that anymore.
No, that's
and Fairfax Theatre, so it's not all that huge, so therefore you're all fairly close to the action in the audience.
It's what we're all really excited about this time because we did the Forum last year.
Yep.
And the Forum is a beautiful venue and it's big, you know.
Yeah.
And the Fairfax is interesting because it's this diamond-shaped stage and the audience is wrapped around it.
Yep.
So it's a bit more like a circus tent.
It is because it goes up like
it's got a good rake on it and everybody feels close to the stage. And that's something that we're all really excited about is having that sort of proximity to our audience.
Yeah, and we're helping you here with the dates. Neil, do you want to give the dates?
Yeah, the dates are from the 28th of March to the 21st of April, and that is at the Fairfax and the Arts Centre. So that's part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So I'm assuming it'll be in all the programs for the
Melbourne will Comedy be, Festival. And you book through the festival or through the Arts Centre.
So and the show is actually Smash It.
Yeah. Smash It, not Hit. It. Yeah.
It'll be a hit, but it starts off as a hit.
And especially when Deb comes out, because she's hilarious.
Apparently.
Deb, thanks so much for coming in today.
You are so welcome. Hope to see you there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Deb Batten, who is one of the performers of part of Circus Oz, on a show called Smash It at the Fairfax in the Arts Centre. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.